I'm Courtney.
And I'm Candace, and this is our new podcast, The Candace and Courtney Network.
So today we're going to be covering all things YouTube, so let's get into it.
So our first thing that we're going to talk about is the whole Jake Paul and Cody Ko situation, which I don't know much about that situation. I do know who Cody Ko is. I don't really watch him. I do watch Jake Paul. I mean, not a huge fan of him, but I have watched his videos before, and I know a little bit about him. But Courtney is going to discuss the situation.
So, yeah. Basically, if you guys know anything about Cody Ko or Jake Paul, then you would know that Cody Ko recently was on this show where they talk, and he gets the star or the, like, person that comes in basically just gets a haircut while they're, like, at a barber shop, and they, like, talk. So, I guess the guy who has this YouTube channel and created this idea decided to bring in a guest, Jake Paul, because I guess they had some past controversies. And Jake Paul confronted Cody Ko about cyberbullying, which I would not agree with him that Cody Ko is a cyberbully. And I just thought it was funny because one of the excuses that he listed was that he was hating on his brother Logan Paul for wearing a minion costume in one of his music videos. So yeah, back on to Candace.
So I can't really put in my opinion on that. But on a side note, I did want to discuss the whole Jake Paul and Tana Mojo thing. And I don't know if you guys know this, but they have been posting many pictures together. There's speculations that they're dating or whether it's for clickbait. Personally, I don't care. Like, I think if they were dating, it would be cute. I think it is a little too soon that she just got off her relationship, but that's besides me. That is her decision. And I'm for it. I just think it's interesting to see two very, like, controversial people together and making videos and content together. And I don't know. What do you think, Courtney?
Well, in my opinion, Candace, I think that, to be honest, to be frank, if I will, I just honestly don't care. Like, as long as she's making content, like, she's so intriguing to me and such, like, a wild personality. I love her YouTube channel so much. So, like, as long as she continues to make great content, I'm down. That's my opinion on the matter.
So, I do have to agree with that one. I do think that they have two wild personalities, and seeing them mesh together, and they just really go together. Like, they really do. They make good videos and good content. And another thing that I want to get into in this podcast is I've been thinking about this for like a day or 2 days or whatever. I've been thinking about the new trend, which is the, I guess, quirky, like, relatable side of YouTube. So you guys may know them as Emma Chamberlain. I feel like she is one of the people that kind of started this new trend off. And personally, I don't know. Like, I do think it is a little much at times. And I do think they try way too hard to be relatable. But at the same time, if that's what the viewers like, and that's clearly the new trend. And I have seen people at my school and people that I've went to school with, they are showing that, I guess, Emma Chamberlain, relatable, quirky influence. And I just think that YouTubers really do influence our daily lives, and it has more of an influence on us than we think. And what do you think about this, Courtney?
Yeah, I agree. I also think that this whole era is kind of coming to a close. I mean, even though it is so popular, I think in a lot of ways it's also coming to a downfall. Which I'm honestly kind of glad for, because I am not a really big fan of this whole quirky, relatable girl era. I honestly just like when people talk and sit and like just like express their emotions and are honestly positive in their videos. That's what I want to watch. I don't want to watch some negative Nancy for 10 minutes and complain about how their chapstick is melted, you know?
I do have to agree with that last part. I do, when I watch YouTube, and I think it is an outlet for a lot of people. If you're going through something or you're struggling with something in your day-to-day life, you do want to come to YouTube, and it is an outlet for people. And I think it's the same thing with Netflix. I mean, Netflix is a little bit different because you do watch negative things or like stuff like that, but like I do think it's an outlet for people, and I do think we need to have more positivity in that space. We do need more positivity in the world, so.
To add on, I agree with Candace. I think Netflix is more of a space to, like, decompress. Not so much as, like, an outlet to, like, come back to or fall on whenever you're kind of sad, you know? I feel like it's just a way to decompress for a lot of people. So, yeah, that's my opinion on the matter.
So, as in that discussion, I have also been thinking a lot about the evolution of YouTube and how much it has changed since I was little. So, me and my sister Courtney are actually about 6 years apart. And so, I'm basically the first person that introduced her to YouTube, and back when I first started watching YouTube, That is definitely not the craze when I was younger. But the craze was Bethany Moda, Meredith Foster, that whole side of YouTube. And I do think it has changed so much, and I just want to talk about, I feel like beauty gurus were definitely the craze back then. And they're still very popular now, but it's definitely changed a lot. And I think it's changed for the good and also changed for the worse. So, I feel like the beauty guru community is definitely changing for the worst. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still love them. But I do think there's tea and shade all the time, it just becomes a little bit draining. And I just feel like there needs to be more positivity, and yes, I get there is going to be drama in all spaces of YouTube, but we do need more positivity on YouTube, especially when it's an outlet for many young people and even older people.
Yeah, I agree, and honestly, just in general, in like all social media platforms, we just need a lot of more positivity, so yeah, I just feel like we just need a lot more positivity in this world, in such a negative mind space that our world has right now with pollution and just politics and everything else. It's just a lot, you know? And sometimes we just need more positivity. So.
And don't get me wrong, like, I do think it is good to confront people, but at the same time, these beauty gurus do have a lot of influence, especially on the younger generation. And I do think, I mean, there's phones, like, you could easily just text the person, like, unfollow each other. People know you're not friends. Like, if you really want to make it a big deal, like, just unfollow each other. You know, it's just becomes a lot sometimes. And I think for this next part of the podcast, we're going to be talking about the weird side of YouTube, which I have been kind of going down a hole lately because it is summer, and when it's summertime, I do watch a lot of YouTube. And let's just talk about the weird side of YouTube. So let's get started, Courtney.
Well, first, I think we should talk about this, but Candace recently showed me videos where there's like scenery, like the bathroom floor of like a club, and like videos like playing like music playing in the background that like describes the situation.
Okay, so this one is a little bit weird. I don't know if you guys have heard about this one. Very, very weird. Okay, so if you look it up, it's like let me just give you an example. It'll have, like, "You Should See Me in a Crown" by Billie Eilish, but you're in a club bathroom or something. And it's just very, like, visual, and, like, when you're watching it, you're, like, imagining yourself there. And it's just, I think it's so weird, but it's also, like, kind of cool at the same time. Not gonna lie. Like, it really, like, feels like you're there. And, like, this all started when I was watching, like, I was listening to 1975 music, and I saw under my recommended, it was, like, the 1975, but you're in a party bathroom or something. And it was, like, it felt so real. Like, the sound and audio just felt real, and it just... It is very weird. It's not something I'm going to watch on the daily, but, like, it was very interesting to watch. And when I showed Courtney, she, I think, could agree it felt like you were, like, in a bathroom at a party.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. What do you think we should dive into next, Candace?
Okay, so I wanted to talk about... Okay, this is becoming more mainstream, I think. I wanted to talk about ASMR and...
Or ASMR.
As Courtney said, ASMR. But I just think it's something we should discuss, because some people see it as very weird and some people just see it as a normal thing. And I just think it's something that we should talk about.
Yeah, I have not been listening to ASMR for that long. I kind of like it. It's kind of nice. It's just, like, satisfying, I feel like, and just, like, helps me calm down, like, whenever my mind's just kind of, like, racing a little bit. Like, it's not something I watch, like, on the daily, but, like, if I'm, like, trying to go to sleep or just trying to, like, calm down a little bit, then it's nice and really helpful, and I just honestly don't think it's that weird. Like, it's just, like, if you guys watch Stupid Genius, which is another podcast by Emma Chamberlain, that's funny, but... She, like, talks about in one of her podcasts that the vibration is supposed to help you calm down. And that's why I think it really is just normal at this point.
Okay, so I don't know if we haven't mentioned this, but if you guys don't know, ASMR is Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response System. And it's basically just, like, satisfying sounds such as tapping. It can be anything, like nail tapping, just stuff that it's just like your senses, and it just, you would have to do your own research, but you kind of get the point. So my personal opinion is, I don't think it's that weird. It's a pretty normal thing. Like, a lot, thousands and thousands of people, they have done research on this, have shown that it helps with their anxiety, depression, things like that. So I don't think it's that weird personally. I just felt like it needed to be discussed in this podcast.
One thing I kind of want to talk about, because I was just thinking about this recently, but it's kind of weird that we talk about, like, our morning routines and night routines, even though I'm a big fan, really big fan. You can ask Candace about this, because she's gone on my computer many times before. I watch so many morning and night routines. It's, like, wild. But... So basically, I think it's kind of weird that, like, we get to, like, watch all these people doing, like, their morning routines and their night routines throughout the years that they do YouTube, and I just think it's really interesting and really fun.
I do have to agree with that one. I do think it's very weird, but I, at the same time, I will watch it, and it is YouTube. Like, it's weird that we see, like, we just see these people doing everything, like, morning routines, night routines, like, just, like, a day in my life, a week in my life. Like, it's just, like, we're with these people constantly. We're with them 24/7. And it's just kind of cool that we can see their life. And I think that is why YouTube is so important, because we can kind of connect with them. We see what they're doing 24/7. We follow them on social media. We follow their podcasts. Like, it's just, I really am a huge fan of YouTube and that space and that outlet and that just that creativity in general.
Yeah, I think it's honestly great, and I just really appreciate how we get to experience their life with them, and I think that's what makes YouTube such a cool and creative outlet for so many people.
And we're actually going to wrap up this podcast soon, but do you have any final thoughts or anything on YouTube and what we've been talking about in today's episode?
No, but I think we should do a little tea segment on, like, our lives. You know, how's everything going?
Okay, so we're going to be talking about, like, anything new in our life?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying? So, basically, I think at the end of every... We are new to this, so I think at the end of every podcast, we should talk about, like, just, like, new things. Like, things we feel like talking about. Right? I mean, that is our podcast, but, like, just, like, new stuff and anything new in the community or pop culture, whatever we feel like. So, something new in our lives is that I'm going to college next year, and I just graduated high school, so that's super exciting, and it's summer right now, so... That's exciting.
I wanted to speak on the topic of summer bucket lists because I feel like they've been a huge trend lately. And I know if you guys watch Haley Fam, which shout out to my girl Haley Fam, I love her so much. I saw her bucket list and I was so inspired. So me and Gannis actually made a summer bucket list and we've been trying to do most of the things, but. Yeah, we've had some interruptions.
So, we're gonna about to leave this podcast episode, but we just can never stop talking, so that's wonderful. Which, that's the point of a podcast, so I'm sure you guys aren't complaining. But I do agree, bucket lists have been a huge thing for summer, and I've noticed a trend on YouTube, and I think it's a great trend. It's very inspiring to me. And just seeing, like, you checking off things. Like, it can be small things that you're going to do this summer. And I think it's great to have goals and eventually succeed in those goals. So, I think it's going to be a wrap on this podcast.
And
till next time. Bye.